Dallas-based Tenet, the big healthcare company, hospital company, reported earnings Monday night that were much better than expected. Now, there was a loss, but on an adjusted basis, they were much better than expected. In fact, for six straight quarters, these earnings have been better than expected. That stock was already up 41% year-to-date. Ron Rentmeyer is the executive chairman and the CEO of Tenet, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. This has been a turnaround situation for you, but you know, it looks like you've just about got this ocean liner turned around.
Well, I think we're making progress. I mean, we did have a strong quarter and a strong 2018 overall. I mean, our revenue, our EBITDA, EPS were all above consensus. You know, EBITDA was up 4.7% roughly and 9% on a normalized basis for the year. So that's very good. And I think one of the big things is we more than doubled EPS to $1.86, which was above our high end of our outlook range. So pretty solid results overall.
Well, so tell me, when I think of Tenet, I think of the hospitals, obviously. Everybody knows the names. You're a major player in the ambulatory care center where people walk up and get knees fixed or emergency cares or whatever. But also you've got this Conifer Solutions that goes in and takes over the systems for hospitals. So where's the strength?
Well, we had very, very strong growth in our ambulatory business overall. So excellent year. And Conifer, that you mentioned, adjusted EBITDA was up nearly 35% on a normalized basis. So really great diligence and execution, much more pointed approach to running their business. Hospitals, you know, they delivered about a 2% volume growth overall. So again, across the board, I'd have to rate Conifer as a major strength. USPI's surgical centers and non-surgical centers, our ambulatory business was up very strong, double digits, and then the hospitals came up about 2%, but that's on a much bigger base. So I'd say, you know, strength was across the whole company overall.
I don't think the street expected, because that stock has really been on fire this year. Like I said, it was already up 40% before these earnings came out. We saw the stock spike another 11 or 12% after the numbers. Is this going to be, but a lot of us thought you were going to come in and kind of clean the place up a little bit and turn around and sell it or break it apart and sell the pieces. Is Tenet going to continue to be an operating entity from now on?
Yeah, I mean, I would say as of today, yes, it is. You know, we had Conifer, as you may recall. We did say we were going to look at strategic options for Conifer, because Conifer is an incredibly valuable asset, but it is not what I would classify as a strategic asset. But it's a major part of our business. But we did look at what are the best options for Conifer and for our shareholders. We announced today that we've entered an exclusivity period of due diligence with one of the parties that we were looking at do something with. And so that's where we are with that, and we'll see, let that run its course in a reasonable amount of time, and then we'll make a decision on that. But as far as USPI and our hospital segment, I would say that business is stable, and I believe at this stage, at least, there's be no reason to think of it changing.
Is it to the point that, but is it stabilized enough to the point that you want to grow it? I mean, would you consider an acquisition in either area?
Well, I'd say in the ambulatory space last year, we did several acquisitions. And, you know, that's an ongoing effort that we've made. We've done a lot of divestitures on the hospital side. We divested over 17 facilities last year. And that was focused on tightening the markets that we're now in. So the big markets we're in, whether it's in Detroit, Phoenix, South Carolina, Florida, I mean, we tried to trim on those markets and make sure that we had the right mix of units and facilities on the hospital side. So we're not really seeking expanding that, but we are expanding our footprint in the ambulatory segment consistently. We spent well over $250 million last year, we spent over $250 million last year in acquisitions just in the ambulatory segment, which includes, you know, surgery centers and other type of non-surgical centers such as freestanding EDs and urgent cares, et cetera. So we're continuing to develop that with our Tenet brand, and also our non-tenant brands in terms of our partnerships we have with health other health systems across the country.
What about the healthcare in this, you know, in this country? We saw, you know, the sort of Damocles hanging over your industry for a long time. What was the fate of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and what was going to happen? But is that still an area of great uncertainty, or is it something you can deal with?
Well, we deal with it because we have to. But I think it's going to continue to evolve. I don't think it's revolutionary. I think it's evolutionary. And as such, I think we're going to continue to see changes. I mean, every year we see efforts by Washington, CMS, to look at things. For example, that's what's pushed the surgery centers, because there's more focus now on outpatient services. So years ago, when you could only replace a knee in a hospital, today we're doing those in outpatients. There may be a one-night stay in some cases, maybe a two-night stay. Before, it used to be a one-week stay in a hospital. So we're looking for really the right care at the right place at the right time. I know that sounds a little bit like a cliche, but it's really important, because people want care close where they want it. Mm-hmm. And that's what really has led to UC urgent cares throughout communities, because people want immediate care, and they want to be able to go to their neighborhood urgent care and get that. And then after that, if they need a referral, they want to know, where else can I go and what's the next level of care? So you have to tier your care in order to provide the right service that your community demands and needs at the right place and when they need it. So it's really not just a hospital anymore. It's an entire care facility system that we are focused on.
So six straight quarters you have beat estimates. Have you effectively scared off all the shorts and attracted a big following on Wall Street now?
I hope so, but I think that's something that people smarter than me will figure out. But I think that on balance, our investors are pleased that we're making progress. But you know, there's more to go, and I think there's more things we can do to improve our business, both from a care delivery standpoint, from a patient experience standpoint, from attracting the kind of medical community that really believes we're the place to come for delivering quality care throughout the country. And then, you know, correspondingly, if we do all that right, we should have an investment community that equally is very pleased. And that's, you know, that's the job, and that's what we're working for, and we've got a great team here.
Ronald A. Rittmeyer is the executive chairman and the CEO of Tenet Healthcare. Congratulations on a good quarter and a good year, and we always appreciate the time.
Thanks, David. We appreciate the call.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.